Hey, everybody. Welcome to Raising the Remnant. I am Whitney Stadman, and I am your host for this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is so hot here in California. Can I just say that before we get started into the real thing I want to talk about? It is so hot. So hot here. So I am so thankful that I am sitting in a beautiful air-conditioned podcast studio. And I'm so glad that we have new things to talk about today. And I was cracking up on the way here. You know, it's just so interesting how, I don't know if this happens to you guys, but, and God's just been showing me this lately. He's like, you know what, I don't want you to do anything out of your own strength. And I think it's interesting because on the way here, I just was like, there was just a lot going on. And, you know, my husband and I were having a, you know, heated discussion about some things. And I just felt like God was just reminding me as I was getting ready to start taping this. He's like, you know, you can't do anything apart from me anyway. And I definitely didn't feel, you know, obviously after that in this like perfect state of mind to record this podcast. And the Lord's like, good. I don't need you to be in a perfect state of mind. You're not acting. This isn't about you. This is about me and what I want to do through you. So I'm glad that we're on the same page that right now you don't feel ready to do what I've asked you to do. And I just feel like that's like the beginning of wisdom, you know? When we are empty, he can fill us up. And then hopefully what spills out is so much more of God and so much less of me. And I really have been praying recently as my children are getting older. I have a son now who's 10. And I've noticed, you know, this thing that starts to shift as children get closer and closer to middle school. And then I'm sure it switched again in high school. And in my last podcast, I was talking about seasons and change and how that's consistent and constant. And so as I've been thinking about that, over the course of the last week, I've been asking the Lord. I'm like, Lord, as my children change and my relationship with them changes and they grow, and as you are doing transition, even in the midst of our walk alongside them in our home, I pray that you would give me fresh revelation that is very specific to what you want to talk about for parents who are raising the remnant right now in this world. And it's always been my heart in doing this parenting podcast is to give fresh revelation and fresh perspective about things that are universal to being a parent and to do it in a way that creates victory in our life and victory in our children's lives, and makes us better with each generation, freer with each generation, less generational bondage, less generational trauma, less repetitions of cycles that are not healthy, that don't lead to wholeness, that aren't in alignment with who God is and what he says about us. And so it's interesting, we had something happen over the course of the last week that I felt like God just dropped truth into my soul, and I am praying that it will bless you. And I want to talk specifically about when your children do something they shouldn't and then they hide from you. And what's interesting is in this past over the course of the last week, so 2 weeks ago, we got my kids an iPad. And our family does a lot of videotaping, and we have a YouTube channel called The Extraordinary Adventures of Shifter and Swifter. And it's based on the comic book graphic novel series that we wrote. And it's all about kids equipping other kids to live a life of victory and fun and joy and to be the true unique person that God created them to be with their gifts and talents and abilities. And and helping them to identify what those are and see themselves in the story of heaven on earth. And so we do a lot of videotaping, we do a lot of editing, we do a lot of acting in order to produce that YouTube channel. And we got our boys an iPad. It's the first iPad they've ever had. They've never had one before. And really just we felt like it's such a great tool for letting them make their own movies and just some of their own entertainment type of stuff, since that's something that our family is so involved in. And so they do, they use it to make movies and all this other kind of stuff. Well, obviously it also has YouTube on there and the internet and all these kinds of things. And we really felt like the Lord's like, hey, you know what? The internet is real and the things they can access there also real. And the Lord's like, get them an iPad, you know, and teach them to steward freedom. And so we didn't really put a whole lot of restrictions, right? Like, I trust my kids. I have no reason not to trust my kids. We've talked many times about the internet and just, you know. So there was no, like, you can't look up anything on the internet, right? They like to sometimes look up Fortnite videos because they play the video game Fortnite. And they like to look at it and see, like, how to get better at the game, right? Or what are, you know, I don't even know. How do you unlock hidden skins? I think that's what it's called. Like, it's like the way they look. It's the way their characters look. I don't know what it is, but they like to look up those videos. And over the course of the last week, I would find them like in their room and they'd be like, hey, mom. And I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, you know, I was looking at some pictures on the iPad. And I was like, what? I'm like, why are you acting so strange? And it happened like a few times. And a couple times I was like, what are you hiding? Like, the door is closed and they're like back in their back corner. And I'm like, what the heck is going on in my house? I'm like, are you looking at something you shouldn't? And they're like, I don't know. And I was like, what? Like, what is going on? They're like, well, I just thought you'd be mad at me. And I was like, where does that reaction even come from? Like, you guys, I literally asked my kids, I'm like, when have I ever like yelled at you or been like, what are you doing? How could you do that? And they're like, well, one time. And I was like, one time in 10 years? And that's what you're afraid of? I was like, first of all, I'm like, what the heck is happening that you feel like you need to hide this, even though there's no reason for you to hide that? We gave you an iPad. I absolutely know there's an internet on there. And there's nothing wrong with you looking up this video on how to get to this part in your game. People do that all the time. I mean, they're going to, you know, give my 10-year-old 6 more years, probably 5 more years. He'll be driving. He'll have a cell phone, you know. And I get that there are real dangers on the internet, but I just have always felt like the Lord's like, go through this with them. Technology, the internet, things like that are at their fingertips, Whitney. So bring me into those things and you go into those things and equip them. And I've always felt like if they ever went across something on the internet that wasn't good for them, I would want them to let me like be like, mom, this happened today. And then we could shut that thing down and we could pray through that and we could talk through it and I could equip them, because I really have always felt like you have to be equipped to steward the amount of technology, information, and just access we have to the world, people around us. And so we've always felt like, even with their games, you know, we try really hard to put, you know, safeguards and boundaries around them, but really understanding that, like, you can't do that forever, you know? You got to understand that this is part of life. And so I just thought it was such a weird reaction. I'm like, what are you hiding? Like, there's nothing, what is going on? And so I began to really pray through this with the Lord. I'm like, Lord, show me what is going on. And no joke, you guys, I heard him tell me, go back to the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3:9-11. And the Lord God called to Abraham and he said, why are you hiding? And Adam replied, I heard you coming and I didn't want you to see me naked, so I hid. Who told you you were naked? The Lord God asked. Have you eaten the fruit from the tree I warned you about? Now, in that story, Adam and Eve had absolutely disobeyed God. But the hiding doesn't even make sense in light of their relationship with God. God was their best friend, their father, their ever-present communion with perfection, right? It says he walked with them in the cool of the day. And they had this incredible relationship that was built on trust and love. And we don't even know how long they were in the garden. Probably a long time. I don't know. But time isn't the same to God, so it could be a while. Who knows? But my point is they had an incredible relationship with God. But all of a sudden, the enemy enters the picture and they hide from him. And I feel like the Lord said, he said, you need to go back to your children and you need to say to them, hiding is not rooted in healthy, beautiful, loving relationships. Hiding is only rooted in the demonic kingdom of darkness. It's true that in the story of Adam and Eve, it was their sin that made them want to hide. But what the Lord was showing me is that the strategy he wanted me to point out to my children is that anytime you find yourself wanting to hide something or yourself from me or your dad, that becomes a demonic tactic to divide you from the love, freedom, reconciliation, and power that is found within relationship. And what the Lord was showing me is that that's true of us and God. Satan wants us to hide, right? He wants us to hide. Because hiding brings shame, and shame brings bondage, and that's exactly where he wants us. Because he knows that if Adam and Eve had just went straight to God and said, God, we messed up, they would have been reconciled to the loving relationship that had always been theirs. Despite doing something they shouldn't have done. Now, in the case of my kids, what I feel like God was teaching me is he's like, you need to make them understand that even in this case, they weren't doing anything wrong, right? They were doing something they thought was wrong, right? Like, because they're like, they weren't sure, you know, like, are we supposed to be using the iPad for looking at this video game video? Or are we supposed to be using it for, you know, education? And I just don't feel like my husband and I were super clear on what the iPad was for. And so we had to kind of have a conversation about that, right? But my point is, if they just introducing the thought that's like, hey, I don't think they're going to like this, so I'm going to hide it, is a tactic that should always let you know the enemy is working. And so I was able to go back to my kids and say, listen, anytime you feel that, you need to look it straight in the face and say, that's a lie. Because true love and true friendship and true relationship means that even if I messed up and even if my parents are upset or, you know, frustrated or whatever, hurt by that, they are still the safest, best place for me to go. And I feel like the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it translates into their relationship with God. That's how the enemy gets footholds in our lives, right? He makes you want to hide. Love will never make you want to hide. True love casts out all fear. That's what the Bible says, right? True love leads us to repentance. What the enemy is giving our kids when they want to hide is the counterfeit safety. Because he knows that there is something so safe and so powerful and so strong that will immediately break bondage, change, sin, patterns in our lives if we can immediately recognize our need to be reconciled to God who loves us. We will no longer be sidelined for years in hidden sin, hidden bondage, and hidden shame. And I feel like as parents, we really need to think about that. So next time that your kids are doing something, even that's something they shouldn't do, and they're hiding it from you, I want you to start confronting that demonic infiltration in your life, in your home, that's creating division by tempting your child and telling your child they need to hide. It's a tactic. It's a strategy. And so now I feel like my kids, when they feel that desire, that thought, or that I'm going to run away and hide because I'm afraid, they're going to look at that thing a little bit differently. And they're going to say, that's not of God. That sets itself up against the mind of God. And even though I want to hide, and even though I'm afraid, or even though that I don't want to disappoint them or whatever, like, I don't want to be in bondage to this. And I know that the only thing that breaks that yoke is the anointing and covenant and love that reconciles. And I want to take this a step further, because then I started asking the Lord. I'm like, my kids, we have a very tight family. I've said before that when we have conflict, we just meet that conflict head on. Everybody has conflict. There's definitely competing ideas and thoughts, and you have to learn to work through it, and you have to understand where it's coming from, and you gotta have great skill and wisdom and knowledge and understanding. You gotta grow in those things, right? But I was asking the Lord, I'm like, my kids have never exhibited this behavior. And in this case, it wasn't even like anything that they had to, like, they didn't do anything wrong. And I'm just going to be really real. I'm asking the Lord about this. And I said, where did that even come from? Like, where did this, like, this hiding thing come from? And no joke, you guys, I hear the Lord say, it came from you. And I was like, what? I'm like, me? And he's like, yeah. He's like, remember a couple weeks ago, you guys were watching a show on Netflix. And it's called Geek Girl. It's based on a book series. And actually, it's a cute show. But it has some things in it, right, that are kind of like, not so sure about that agenda, or, you know, but nothing that was like this major red flag, I guess. I don't know how to describe it. It was kind of like, do I really want to watch this? The boys were like, and so the boys say, I just don't think we should watch this. I don't want to watch it. I don't feel like this is the right thing. Well, then I was like, well, I'm an adult, you know, I'm an adult. And I don't feel like that. I don't feel this major conviction about it. So I'm going to watch it. But I didn't tell them that I had started watching it again. I didn't reconcile with my kids and say, hey, guys, just so you know, I've decided that I'm gonna watch the rest of that show. I really feel like I want to see it through and really see what it, like, really see if those things are, like, the agenda behind it. And I just feel like I need to watch it. I didn't do that. I hid it. You guys, I, like, sequestered in my room. And no joke, when they would come in, I just, like, pause the video. Legit, the same exact things that my kids were doing with the iPad is what I was doing with this darn show. And I'm being really real and honestly vulnerable because I just don't care. Like, I believe that anything is hidden. The enemy will try to, he'll try to exploit that, right? He wants you to be divided. He wants you to have shame. He wants you to have hidden stuff. And I just don't think that's of God. I just don't. Like, it's always the enemy that makes you want to hide. True love doesn't ever make you want to hide. It doesn't. True freedom, true love, true connection doesn't make you want to hide. And so in that same case, I wasn't even doing anything wrong. It's just that I didn't circle back around with them to say, hey, I've decided I'm going to watch the rest of this show. And through that, I exhibited and brought into my home the exact same behavior that my children were now exhibiting. And the Lord's like, you want that to stop in your home? He's like, you're going to walk your butt out. Yeah, he says it just like that. He's like, you're going to walk your bottom out to that room and you're going to sit in front of them and you're going to tell them that you're sorry for not being honest with them. You're going to tell them that you're sorry that you hid that from them. And you're going to tell them that that is a tactic that the enemy wants to sow into our home and our life, and I don't want that there. And my boys were like, Mom, that makes so much sense, right? And I got to tell you guys that we have not had an issue with that since. Praise the Lord. But I think as parents, we do this thing. I'll give you an example of what I see a lot of parents do. You don't want to tell your kids about the, you don't want your kids to have ice cream before bed. And so you wait, you hide the ice cream. Mm-hmm. I've seen parents do this. You hide the ice cream until after your kids go to bed. And then you pull it out of the freezer and then you eat the ice cream without telling them. And then sometime the next day, and then you throw away the carton, right? And then sometime the next day, your kid's throwing away something in the trash can and they're like, Mom, did you and Dad have ice cream last night? And you're like, oh, busted, you know? And you know what? I feel like that's such a small, silly example. But the truth of the matter is that we have now introduced into our home this thing of like, I can't just tell you the truth. I can't just tell you that, hey, I don't want you to have ice cream before you go to bed, but I am an adult and therefore I have ice cream and I feel like I can handle that, but I know that you cannot because sugar makes you hyper before bedtime. What is that thing? And I think we do this with a lot of other stuff in our lives. How many of you, as you got older in your life, like figured out stuff about your parents that you're like, wait, what? You did what? You went where? Right? Like, I didn't know that about you, you know? And they're like, oh, well, I didn't want to tell you, you know, till you got older. And I know that there are probably some subjects or some things that may be, you know, more sensitive than others. You know, there may be a time and a season. But can I just be really honest? The more that we hide from our kids, the more that it gives the enemy rights to also be in your children's lives and perpetuate a cycle of hiding from you. And even further than that, a greater cycle of going back to the garden in Genesis 3 and hiding themselves or their sin or their shortcomings or their decisions and trying to do that same thing from God. And I've said this forever, my kids know our testimony. Now, I'm not saying that we have to go into all the gruesome details of the many things that we've been through. I've said before, my husband's testimony is hard. A lot of difficult things happened, but we've always been very honest My husband has been in jail 3 times for driving under the influence. Now, that was over 13 years ago. He is a completely changed man in Christ. And what of us doesn't have a past? I mean, that's the truth, right? We all have hard things, things that we've, you know, we'd rather not talk about. But our approach has always been, I don't want them to grow up feeling like we hid something from them. I don't want to be talking to them about not driving drunk or drinking or getting drunk or whatever that looks like. And then yet they're going to grow up and be like, but wait a minute, you hypocrite. You were arrested 3 times for DUI and you're telling me not to drink, right? Like this is how we get into these cycles and we have to break them. If we want to raise a remnant, we got to know what the enemy's tactics are and then give them the strategies to defeat those tactics, call them for what they are and meet them head on. Because again, hiding gives way to shame. Shame gives way to separation. And that's where bondage comes from, right? We just stay in our shame forever and ever with these hidden secrets that we don't want anybody to know. And we're broken because of it. Where it's like a wound that festers, right? It festers because it's not getting cleaned out. It's not healthy. It's all infected, right? Whereas if we brought it into the light, gave it the heat, gave it the antibiotics, gave it the stuff it needed to heal, it wouldn't sit there and fester for years and years on end. But that's what we are. We have that kind of stuff walking around in so many of our lives. And I feel like as parents, we feel like we're going to hit this magical point in our life where all of a sudden that testimony, that thing that we are not super proud of is somehow going to become easier to tell our kids and everyone else, where everybody who has ever gone through a hard thing knows that it only gets easier to talk about as you bring it into the light and tell that testimony more and more and more and more and get free from it and receive healing from it and talk about it. Because the more that you do that, the less shame, the less hidden, the less you feel that attachment to it that kept it in the dark for so long. And I just feel like that's a tactic we need to teach our children. If you ever feel like hiding anything, that is not from God. That's only from the enemy. And you're fighting the same battle that Adam and Eve were fighting since the beginning. And what did God do when he found Adam and Eve? He clothed their nakedness. And I think that's another thing is that I'm like, then we're teaching our kids that somehow it's so bad you have to hide it. And I never felt like we tell our kids, you know, God will forgive you for anything. And he's so loving and he's so gracious. Except we don't really even live that out in our life. Because if we did, we wouldn't be ashamed of the sin that we have, that we're like, I had to go to my God and ask him to cover it, which if we're honest with ourselves is all of our stories if we are in Christ. And that's the part that gets me. How are they supposed to learn that God is a God who will love them in the midst of all their sin and all their brokenness, and that he will clothe them when they are naked in their sin or bad decision or whatever it is, that thing they want to hide, if we don't live that out for them ourselves? And so I think we need to do a reality check as parents. Like, what is it that I've hidden from my kids? Right? Oh, I hide that I eat ice cream after they go to sleep. Why? 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 Do you not want to have the conversation with them about why they can't have it? Do you not actually think you should be eating that stuff because it's not good for you either? Just like you just told them, right? You make them eat carrots, but you go eat ice cream after they go to bed. Like, my point is, why are you hiding it from them? What are you afraid of? How are you not coming into a place of perfect restoration and perfect love and and uniting yourself to the truth of Christ that says, don't hide anything. Because guess what? I already know your sin. I already know your stuff. So come to me and I will make you clothes. I will cover those things. And so if there is, I just challenge you. Go through your day and ask the Lord to highlight you to you things from your past, from your life, even in your current home that you hide from your kids. And I want you just to ask him, why do I hide this? And I would love to know like what he says. In my case, with that TV show, I just simply didn't want to go back to them and tell them. I just didn't want to have the conversation. Like, I was just like being lazy about it, you know? And I do think there are times that we're like, hey, I don't think they're ready to hear that yet. But we should be wanting to bring hidden things into the light with our kids, because to be fully known is to be free. Hey, everybody, welcome to Raising the Remnant. I am Whitney Stadman, and I am your host for this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is so hot here in California. Can I just say that before we get started into the real thing I want to talk about? It is so hot. So hot here. So I am so thankful that I am sitting in a beautiful air-conditioned podcast studio. And I'm so glad that we have new things to talk about today. And I was cracking up on the way here. You know, it's just so interesting how, I don't know if this happens to you guys, but, and God's just been showing me this lately. He's like, you know what, I don't want you to do anything out of your own strength. And I think it's interesting because on the way here, I just was like, there was just a lot going on. And, you know, my husband and I were having a, you know, heated discussion about some things. And I just felt like God was just reminding me as I was getting ready to start taping this. He's like, you know, you can't do anything apart from me anyway. And I definitely didn't feel, you know, obviously after that in this like perfect state of mind to record this podcast. And the Lord's like, good. I don't need you to be in a perfect state of mind. You're not acting. This isn't about you. This is about me and what I want to do through you. So I'm glad that we're on the same page that right now you don't feel ready to do what I've asked you to do. And I just feel like that's like the beginning of wisdom, you know? When we are empty, he can fill us up. And then hopefully what spills out is so much more of God and so much less of me. And I really have been praying recently as my children are getting older. I have a son now who's 10. And I've noticed, you know, this thing that starts to shift as children get closer and closer to middle school. And then I'm sure it switched again in high school. And in my last podcast, I was talking about seasons and change and how that's consistent and constant. And so as I've been thinking about that over the course of the last week, I've been asking the Lord. I'm like, Lord, as my children change and my relationship with them changes and they grow, and as you are doing transition, even in the midst of our walk alongside them in our home, I pray that you would give me fresh revelation that is very specific to what you want to talk about for parents who are raising the remnant right now in this world. And it's always been my heart in doing this parenting podcast is to give fresh revelation and fresh perspective about things that are universal to being a parent, and to do it in a way that creates victory in our life and victory in our children's lives, and makes us better with each generation, freer with each generation, less generational bondage, less generational trauma, less repetitions of cycles that are not healthy, that don't lead to wholeness, that aren't in alignment with who God is and what he says about us. And so it's interesting, we had something happen over the course of the last week that I felt like God just dropped truth into my soul, and I am praying that it will bless you. And I want to talk specifically about when your children do something they shouldn't, and then they hide from you. And what's interesting is, in this past, over the course of the last week, so 2 weeks ago, we got my kids an iPad. And our family does a lot of videotaping, and we have a YouTube channel called The Extraordinary Adventures of Shifter and Swifter. And it's based on the comic book graphic novel series that we wrote. And it's all about kids equipping other kids to live a life of victory and fun and joy and to be the true unique person that God created them to be with their gifts and talents and abilities, and helping them to identify what those are and see themselves in the story of heaven on earth. And so we do a lot of videotaping, we do a lot of editing, we do a lot of acting in order to produce that YouTube channel. And we got our boys an iPad. It's the first iPad they've ever had. They've never had one before. And really just we felt like it's such a great tool for letting them make their own movies and just some of their own entertainment type of stuff, since that's something that our family is so involved in. And so they do, they use it to make movies and all this other kind of stuff. Well, obviously it also has YouTube on there and the internet and all these kinds of things. And we really felt like the Lord's like, hey, you know what? The internet is real and the things they can access there also real. And the Lord's like, get them an iPad, you know, and teach them to steward freedom. And so we didn't really put a whole lot of restrictions, right? Like, I trust my kids. I have no reason not to trust my kids. We've talked many times about the internet and just, you know, so there was no, like, you can't look up anything on the internet, right? They like to sometimes look up Fortnite videos because they play the video game Fortnite, and they like to look at it and see, like, how to get better at the game, right? Or what are, you know, I don't even know. How do you unlock hidden skins? I think that's what it's called. Like, it's like the way they look. It's the way their characters look. I don't know what it is, but they like to look up those videos. And over the course of the last week, I would find them, like, in their room. And they'd be like, hey, Mom. And I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, you know, I was looking at some pictures on the iPad. And I was like, what? I'm like, why are you acting so strange? And it happened like a few times. And a couple times I was like, what are you hiding? Like, the door is closed and they're like back in their back corner. And I'm like, what the heck is going on in my house? I'm like, are you looking at something you shouldn't? And they're like, I don't know. And I was like, what? Like, what is going on? They're like, well, I just thought you'd be mad at me. And I was like, where does that reaction even come from? Like, you guys, I literally asked my kids, I'm like, when have I ever, like, yelled at you or been like, what are you doing? How could you do that? And they're like, well, one time. And I was like, one time in 10 years? And that's what you're afraid of? I was like, first of all, I'm like, what the heck is happening that you feel like you need to hide this, even though there's no reason for you to hide that? We gave you an iPad. I absolutely know there's an internet on there, and there's nothing wrong with you looking up this video on how to get to this part in your game. People do that all the time. I mean, they're going to, you know, give my 10-year-old 6 more years, probably 5 more years. He'll be driving. He'll have a cell phone, you know, and I get that there are real dangers on the internet, but I just have always felt like the Lord's like, go through this with them. Technology, the internet, things like that are at their fingertips, Whitney. So bring me into those things and you go into those things and equip them. And I've always felt like if they ever went across something on the internet that wasn't good for them, I would want them to let me, like, be like, Mom, this happened today. And then we could shut that thing down and we could pray through that and we could talk through it. And I could equip them, because I really have always felt like you have to be equipped to steward the amount of technology, information, and just access we have to the world, people around us. And so we've always felt like, even with their games, you know, we try really hard to put, you know, safeguards and boundaries around them, but really understanding that, like, you can't do that forever. You know, you got to understand that this is part of life. And so I just thought it was such a weird reaction. I'm like, what are you hiding? Like, there's nothing, what is going on? And so I began to really pray through this with the Lord. I'm like, Lord, show me what is going on. And no joke, you guys, I heard him tell me, go back to the Garden of Eden. Eden, Genesis 3, 9 through 11. And the Lord God called to Abraham and he said, why are you hiding? And Adam replied, I heard you coming and I didn't want you to see me naked, so I hid. Who told you you were naked? The Lord God asked. Have you eaten the fruit from the tree I warned you about? Now, in that story, Adam and Eve had absolutely disobeyed God. But the hiding doesn't even make sense in light of their relationship with God. God was their best friend, their father, their ever-present communion with perfection, right? It says he walked with them in the cool of the day. And they had this incredible relationship that was built on trust and love. And we don't even know how long they were in the garden, probably a long time. I don't know, but time isn't the same to God. So it could be a while, who knows? But my point is, they had an incredible relationship with God. But all of a sudden the enemy enters the picture and they hide from him. And I feel like the Lord said, he said, you need to go back to your children and you need to say to them, hiding is not rooted in healthy, beautiful, loving relationships. Hiding is only rooted in the demonic kingdom of darkness. It's true that in this story of Adam and Eve, it was their sin that made them want to hide. But what the Lord was showing me is that the strategy he wanted me to point out to my children is that anytime you find yourself wanting to hide something, or yourself, from me or your dad, that becomes a demonic tactic to divide you from the love, freedom, reconciliation, and power that is found within relationship. And what the Lord was showing me is that that's true of us and God. Satan wants us to hide, right? He wants us to hide because hiding brings shame and shame brings bondage. And that's exactly where he wants us, because he knows that if Adam and Eve had just went straight to God and said, God, we messed up, they would have been reconciled to the loving relationship that had always been theirs, despite doing something they shouldn't have done. Now, in the case of my kids, what I feel like God was teaching me is he's like, you need to make them understand that even in this case, they weren't doing anything wrong, right? They were doing something they thought was wrong, right? Like, because they're like, they weren't sure, you know, like, are we supposed to be using the iPad for looking at this video game video? Or are we supposed to be using it for, you know, education? And I just don't feel like my husband and I were super clear on what the iPad was for. And so we had to kind of have a conversation about that, right? But my point is, if they... just introducing the thought that's like, hey, I don't think they're going to like this, so I'm going to hide it, is a tactic that should always let you know the enemy is working. And so I was able to go back to my kids and say, listen, anytime you feel that, you need to look it straight in the face and say, that's a lie. Because true love and true friendship and true relationship means that even if I messed up and even if my parents are upset or, you know, frustrated or whatever, hurt by that, they are still the safest, best place for me to go. And I feel like the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it translates into their relationship with God. That's how the enemy gets footholds in our lives, right? He makes you want to hide. Love will never make you want to hide. True love casts out all fear. That's what the Bible says, right? True love leads us to repentance. What the enemy is giving our kids when they want to hide is the counterfeit safety. Because he knows that there is something so safe and so powerful and so strong that will immediately break bondage, change, sin, patterns in our lives if we can immediately recognize our need to be reconciled to God who loves us. We will no longer be sidelined for years in hidden sin, hidden bondage, and hidden shame. And I feel like as parents, we really need to think about that. So next time that your kids are doing something, even that's something they shouldn't do, and they're hiding it from you, I want you to start confronting that demonic infiltration in your life, in your home, that's creating division by tempting your child and telling your child they need to hide. It's a tactic. It's a strategy. And so now I feel like my kids, when they feel that desire, that thought, or that I'm going to run away and hide because I'm afraid, they're going to look at that thing a little bit differently. And they're going to say, that's not of God. That sets itself up against the mind of God. And even though I want to hide, and even though I'm afraid, or even though that I don't want to disappoint them or whatever, like, I don't want to be in bondage to this. And I know that the only thing that breaks that yoke is the anointing and covenant and love that reconciles. And I want to take this a step further, because then I started asking the Lord. I'm like, my kids, we have a very tight family. I've said before that when we have conflict, we just meet that conflict head on. Everybody has conflict. There's definitely competing ideas and thoughts, and you have to learn to work through it, and you have to understand where it's coming from, and you gotta have great skill and wisdom and knowledge and understanding. You gotta grow in those things, right? But I was asking the Lord, I'm like, my kids have never exhibited this behavior. And in this case, it wasn't even like anything that they had to, like, they didn't do anything wrong. And I'm just going to be really real. I'm asking the Lord about this. And I said, where did that even come from? Like, where did this, like, this hiding thing come from? And no joke, you guys, I hear the Lord say, it came from you. And I was like, what? I'm like, me? And he's like, yeah. He's like, remember a couple weeks ago, you guys were watching a show on Netflix, and it's called Geek Girl. It's based on a book series, and actually it's a cute show, but it has some things in it, right, that are kind of like, I'm not so sure about that agenda, or, you know, but nothing that was like this major red flag, I guess. I don't know how to describe it. It was kind of like, do I really want to watch this? The boys were like, and so the boys say, I just don't think we should watch this. I don't want to watch it. I don't feel like this is the right thing. Well, then I was like, well, I'm an adult, you know, I'm an adult. And I don't feel like that. I don't feel this major conviction about it. So I'm going to watch it. But I didn't tell them that I had started watching it again. I didn't reconcile with my kids and say, hey, guys, just so you know, I've decided that I'm gonna watch the rest of that show. I really feel like I want to see it through and really see what it, like, really see if those things are, like, the agenda behind it. And I just feel like I need to watch it. I didn't do that. I hid it. You guys, I like sequestered in my room, and no joke, when they would come in, I just like pause the video. Legit, the same exact things that my kids were doing with the iPad is what I was doing with this darn show. And I'm being really real and honestly vulnerable because I just don't care. Like, I believe that anything is hidden, the enemy will try to exploit that, right? He wants you to be divided. He wants you to have shame. He wants you to have hidden stuff. And I just don't think that's of God. I just don't. Like, it's always the enemy that makes you want to hide. True love doesn't ever make you want to hide. It doesn't. True freedom, true love, true connection doesn't make you want to hide. And so in that same case, I wasn't even doing anything wrong. It's just that I didn't circle back around with them to say, hey, I've decided I'm going to watch the rest of this show. And through that, I exhibited and brought into my home the exact same behavior that my children were now exhibiting. And the Lord's like, you want that to stop in your home? He's like, you're going to walk your butt out. Yeah, he says it just like that. He's like, you're going to walk your bottom out to that room, and you're going to sit in front of them, and you're going to tell them that you're sorry for not being honest with them. You're going to tell them that you're sorry that you hid that from them. And you're going to tell them that that is a tactic that the enemy wants to sow into our home and our life, and I don't want that there. And my boys were like, Mom, that makes so much sense, right? And I gotta tell you guys that we have not had an issue with that since. Praise the Lord. But I think as parents, we do this thing. I'll give you an example of what I see a lot of parents do. You don't want to tell your kids about you don't want your kids to have ice cream before bed. And so you wait, you hide the ice cream. Mm-hmm. I've seen parents do this. You hide the ice cream until after your kids go to bed. And then you pull it out of the freezer, and then you eat the ice cream without telling them. And then sometime the next day, and then you throw away the carton, right? And then sometime the next day, your kid's throwing away something in the trash can, and they're like, Mom, did you and Dad have ice cream last night? And you're like, ah, oh, busted, you know? And you know what? I feel like that's such a small, silly example, but the truth of the matter is that we have now introduced into our home this thing of like, I can't just tell you the truth. I can't just tell you that, hey, I don't want you to have ice cream before you go to bed, but I am an adult and therefore I have ice cream and I feel like I can handle that, but I know that you cannot because sugar makes you hyper before bedtime. What is that thing? You know, and I think we do this with a lot of other stuff in our lives. How many of you, as you got older in your life, like figured out stuff about your parents that you're like, wait, what? You did what? You went where? Right? Like, I didn't know that about you, you know? And they're like, oh, well, I didn't want to tell you, you know, till you got older. And I know that there are probably some subjects or some things that may be, you know, more sensitive than others. You know, there may be a time and a season. But can I just be really honest? The more that we hide from our kids, the more that it gives the enemy rights to also be in your children's lives and perpetuate a cycle of hiding from you. And even further than that, a greater cycle of going back to the garden in Genesis 3 and hiding themselves or their sin or their shortcomings or their decisions and trying to do that same thing from God. And I've said this forever. My kids know our testimony. Now, I'm not saying that we have to go into all the gruesome details of the many things that we've been through. I've said before, my husband's testimony is hard. A lot of difficult things happened, but we've always been very honest. My husband has been in jail 3 times for driving under the influence. Now, that was over 13 years ago. He is a completely changed man in Christ. And what of us doesn't have a past? I mean, that's the truth, right? We all have hard things that we've, you know, we'd rather not talk about. But our approach has always been, I don't want them to grow up feeling like we hid something from them. I don't want to be talking to them about not driving drunk or drinking or getting drunk or whatever that looks like. And then yet they're going to grow up and be like, but wait a minute, you hypocrite. You were arrested 3 times for a DUI and you're telling me not to drink, right? Like, this is how we get into these cycles and we have to break them. If we want to raise a remnant, we got to know what the enemy's tactics are and then give them the strategies to defeat those tactics, call them for what they are, and meet them head on. Because again, hiding gives way to shame. Shame gives way to separation, and that's where bondage comes from, right? We just stay in our shame forever and ever with these hidden secrets that we don't want anybody to know, and we're broken because of it. Where it's like a wound that festers, right? It festers because it's not getting cleaned out. It's not healthy. It's all infected, right? Whereas if we brought it into the light, gave it the heat, gave it the antibiotics, gave it the stuff it needed to heal, it wouldn't sit there and fester for years and years on end. But that's what we are. We have that kind of stuff walking around in so many of our lives. And I feel like as parents, we feel like we're going to hit this magical point in our life where all of a sudden that testimony, that thing that we are not super proud of, is somehow going to become easier to tell our kids and everyone else, where everybody who has ever gone through a hard thing knows that it only gets easier to talk about as you bring it into the light and tell that testimony more and more and more and more and get free from it and receive healing from it and talk about it. Because the more that you do that, the less shame, the less hidden, the less you feel that attachment to it that kept it in the dark for so long. And I just feel like that's a tactic we need to teach our children. If you ever feel like hiding anything, that is not from God. That's only from the enemy. And you're fighting the same battle that Adam and Eve were fighting since the beginning. And what did God do when he found Adam and Eve? He clothed their nakedness. And I think that's another thing is that I'm like, then we're teaching our kids that somehow it's so bad you have to hide it. And I never felt like we tell our kids, you know, God will forgive you for anything. And he's so loving and he's so gracious, except we don't really even live that out in our life. Because if we did, we wouldn't be ashamed of the sin that we have, that we're like, I had to go to my God and ask him to cover it, which if we're honest with ourselves is all of our stories if we are in Christ. And that's the part that gets me. How are they supposed to learn that God is a God who will love them in the midst of all their sin and all their brokenness, and that he will clothe them when they are naked in their sin or bad decision or whatever it is, that thing they want to hide, if we don't live that out for them ourselves? And so I think we need to do a reality check as parents. Like, what is it that I've hidden from my kids? Right? Oh, I hide that I eat ice cream after they go to sleep. Why? 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 Do you not want to have the conversation with them about why they can't have it? Do you not actually think you should be eating that stuff because it's not good for you either? Just like you just told them, right? You make them eat carrots, but you go eat ice cream before they go, after they go to bed. Like, my point is, why are you hiding it from them? What are you afraid of? How are you not coming into a place of perfect restoration and perfect love and uniting yourself to the truth of Christ that says, don't hide anything? Because guess what? I already know your sin. I already know your stuff. So come to me and I will make you clothes. I will cover those things. And so if there is, I just challenge you. Go through your day and ask the Lord to highlight you to you things from your past, from your life, even in your current home that you hide from your kids. And I want you just to ask him, why do I hide this? And I would love to know like what he says. In my case, with that TV show, I just simply didn't want to go back to them and tell them. I just didn't want to have the conversation. Like, I was just like being lazy about it, you know? And I do think there are times that we're like, hey, I don't think they're ready to hear that yet. But we should be wanting to bring hidden things into the light with our kids, because to be fully known is to be free.